A glorious day. A wonderful day. A powerful day of God's visitation. Are you ready? The Lord is visiting you tonight. There will be signs and wonders. There will be miracles. There will be healing. There will be salvation. And you will never be the same again. Let's close our eyes to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless you and glorify you. We thank you because this is the day you have appointed. It's a divine appointment for everyone. And I pray, Lord, tonight will be that glorious day. That glorious moment when you roll all mountains away. When you destroy the works of the devil. When you set the captives free. And when you give salvation to everyone. Magnify the name of Jesus tonight. Magnify the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. And do wonders among your people. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. I want original amen. Thank you. You can sit down. I'm looking at Job chapter 9. And I'm reading verse 10 unto you. If there is any book of the Bible that those who are suffering need to know about. If there's any book of the Bible that those who are sick and afflicted and oppressed ought to know about, it's the book of Job. But many people do not read the whole book of Job. They read those who read at all, they read chapters 1 and 2. They see the problem, they don't see the solution. They see the attack and they don't see the assurance from heaven. They read about the affliction. They do not read about the miracle and the wonders of God. But tonight I want you to see the mighty power of the Lord. And that power is going to work in your life. If you have never seen miracles, something is happening to you tonight. If you are oppressed and attacked and sick and weak, and you are wondering, when will the answer come? Your healing has come tonight. It will come upon your life. And it will reach every part of your life tonight. In Job chapter 9 verse 10. It's talking about God. And he says, which doeth great things past finding out. Yea, and wonders without number. Wonders innumerable. Wonders uncountable. And tonight, no matter how many we are here tonight, there's a miracle for everyone. There is a wonder for everyone. The manifestation of the power of God for everyone here tonight. Because look at that. He does great things. Great things that are past finding out. And he doeth wonders without number. And you are part of that number tonight. In fact, Isaiah chapter 8. Isaiah chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 18. In Isaiah chapter 8, here is what verse 18 is telling us. He says, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders. If you're a child of God there tonight, signs and wonders will come upon your life. If you say, I don't know whether I'm a child of God or not, you will know at the end of the message. If you want to be, if you desire to be, if you say, I will not be a child of the devil, I will be a child of God. If you want, if you desire, if you decide, and you say, from tonight, I will be a child of God, you will be. I will be. Say it for yourself. I will be. And once you become a child of God, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders. I want to talk to you tonight on the wonder of divine visitation. When God visits a land, when the mighty God that created heaven and earth visits a group of people, He does not just visit and go like that. He leaves a wonder, a miracle, a healing, a deliverance behind. And the reason He has come to visit us this time, in a very special way, is so that there will be miracles, signs and wonders in our lives. The wonder of divine visitation. Already I've read the word of God to you, that the God who says, I am God, I change not. The God of all power. The God who is so powerful and mighty to create the whole of the universe. And He says, I am God, I change not. That creative power of God is still available here tonight. He will roll your mountains away. He will solve the problems of your life. He will do a wonder in your life and make you a wonder to your community. There are three things I'm going to talk about. Everything is about God's wonder. Everything is about God's miracle. Everything is about God's power. Number one, the condition. How does one become a carrier of God's miracle? How does one connect with the power of the Almighty God? How does the miracle working power of God saturate somebody's life? How do you experience the wonder of God on the day of His visitation? Number one, the condition. Number two, the beginning, the commencement. Tonight, God's wonder is going to start in your life. Get ready, get ready. When you hear the name of Jesus, when we send an SOS, save our soul to heaven. When we call on that name that cannot fail. When we take hold of that power that cannot fail. The commencement in your life. The beginning in your life. The beginning of joy. The beginning of happiness. The beginning of salvation. The beginning of healing. The beginning of miracle. Am I talking to somebody there tonight? Am I talking to somebody there tonight? This great scene, glorious scene, is going to start in your life tonight. Number three is the confirmation. The confirmation. The confirmation. Heaven will confirm miracle in your life tonight. Jesus will confirm miracle in your life tonight. Three things. One, two, and three. Number one, the condition of God's wonders. The condition of God's wonders. Number two, the commencement of God's wonders. The commencement, that's the beginning of God's wonders. And number three now, the confirmation of God's wonders. Is somebody getting ready over there? I said, is somebody getting ready over there? Number one, the condition of God's wonders. What do you have to do? Where do you have to be? What condition do you have to fulfill for God's wonders to begin in your life? Very simple. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I'm reading here from verse 14. It says, if, that's the condition there, if. You know, somebody is saying, if you will do this, I will do that. If you come here, I will see you. If you come to my office, I'll give you a job. If you will stand up now, you will have this. That if spells out the condition. And once you fulfill that condition, miracle, healing, signs and wonders will take place. And so you need to pay attention to that condition. The condition of God's wonders. If my people who are called by my name, if my people who are called by my name. Nobody likes to be called by the name of Satan. Nobody wants to have a surname as the name of Satan. Nobody likes to say that his father is Satan. Nobody likes to say that his great-grandfather is satanic. Everybody likes to be called by the name of God. And he says, sir, if you want me, I want you too. If you desire me, I desire you too. He already sent Jesus Christ, his son, to die for you on the cross of Calvary. And he wants to draw you unto himself. He wants you to be a child of God. He wants you to have the real sense of belonging to the Lord. And that's why he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. Will humble themselves. What does that mean, will humble himself? What does it mean to you, will humble yourself? If a child tells you, kneel down, you say, who are you? How can you tell me to kneel down? You're a small boy. But when a king tells you, when a prophet tells you, when the pastor tells you, when the evangelist tells you, and he says, kneel down, the position of humility in the sight of the Lord, you bend your knee, you kneel down. And that position of kneeling down is a symbol that you are humble. But that's not the end. When you bend your will as your knees are bent, that's humility. When you bend your mind in the sight of God and you bend your mind towards the mind of Christ, that's humility. When you bend your opinion, this is the opinion I had before, but now God tells you that opinion is wrong, and you bend your opinion to suit the opinion of God, that's humility. You say, I am good. God says, only God is good. And you bend. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm not as good as I thought. That's humility. I am great. God says, no, you are not great. Only God is great. Oh, I'm sorry. You bend that language. I am not great. Only God is great. That's the humility he's asking of you. I will do this. I will do that. No, don't say that. I will do this if God permits. Oh, Lord, I am sorry. That I am sorry, that's humility. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves. And you come to the Lord. Oh, Lord, I am bad. Lord, I am a sinner. Lord, I'm a wicked man. Lord, I am evil. Lord, I am not an angel. Lord, I am imperfect. That language and confession before the Lord, if you mean it in your heart, that's the humility the Lord is asking for. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves. And pray. That means this is the condition now. If you will fulfill this condition, wonders will happen in your life tonight. You know, the people who are full of self. I am, and there's nobody else in town. I control everything around, nobody else in town. I don't need anybody. I don't need anything. I have everything by myself. Those are the people. They're full of self. The people who say, I have nothing, you have everything. I am nothing, you are all in all. You don't need me, but I need you. That's what God is talking about. You can do without me. You can throw me away, but I cannot do without you. That's what God is talking about. Without me, you can do everything you want to do. But without you, I can do nothing. That's why we pray. We need God. We need His salvation. We need His power. We need the light of His gospel. We need everything He has provided on the cross of Calvary. That's why He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. That's what Jesus said. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Don't seek money first. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Don't seek material things first. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then it says, and turn from their wicked ways. You see the condition now. The people who say, yes, I come before the Lord. And I'm going to ask Jesus to be my Savior. I'm going to tell Jesus, I am not good, he is good. I'm going to tell Jesus, I was so bad, I am so bad, he has to die for me on the cross of Calvary. If I was good, he would not have died for me. If I was perfect, I had no price to pay and no punishment to serve, he would not have borne my punishment. But I'm so bad, he had to die to save me. Those are the people who are humble. And they call upon the name of the Lord. And they seek his face. And they turn from their wicked ways. They don't rejoice in iniquity. They don't brag in their drunkenness. They don't boast that they are great smokers. They feel ashamed of those evil things and they turn from their evil ways. Look at the wonder that will happen. A wonder is coming your way. I said a wonder is coming your way. He says, then will I hear from heaven. God knows you are there tonight. God knows that you are there tonight. God knows that you are there tonight. He's waiting for you to fulfill this condition. And then he says, I will hear from heaven. I will hear from heaven. Then he says, and I will forgive their sin. I will forgive their sin. He is the only one who can forgive you and you are forgiven. No man can say, okay, I forgive you. You are now going to heaven. Nobody can say that. Anyone who says that is a deceiver. But God says, I am the only one that has that right. That has that privilege. That has that power. I will forgive their sin. That's wonder number one. You'll have that wonder tonight. I said you'll have that wonder tonight. He will take the blood of Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. He will wipe away all your sins. And then number two, I will heal their land. Healing is coming. I said healing is coming. I said healing is coming to you. That's what the Lord has said. He said, I will heal them. I will heal everyone in the land. Are you sitting on the ground or sitting on the chair that's on the ground? That means that we're on the land. And he says, everyone in this land, where are you? Can I see you there? Everyone in this land, healing has come. I will heal you. How will this wonder begin in your life? We have seen the condition of God's wonder. How will it begin? When will it begin? When will your miracle begin? When will the healing begin? The signs and the wonders, when will they begin? Tonight you are going to get something dynamic before you go home. Something unforgettable before you go home. Something people will look at you tomorrow, they'll say, are you so and so? I thought you were lame. I thought you were blind. Then you say, you thought I was blind. You take a book out of their hand and you begin to read. You thought I was lame. You begin to walk like a gentleman. You begin to walk like a lady. Because tonight is the commencement of God's wonders. The commencement of God's wonders. It's going to begin right now. Whatever your condition, whatever your problem, the God of power is here tonight. The God of wonders is here tonight. Miracle. I said miracle. That place where you are, Jesus is moving about, is getting to your place right now. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10. I'm reading from verse 38. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10. We're reading from verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. There is enough power to heal everyone here today. Because God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good? Who went about doing good? Who went about doing good? What does that mean, he went about? As you are over there now, Jesus goes here, after that goes here, and goes over here, and gets over here. You don't need to leave where you are and rush to that place and say, miracle point is there, miracle power is there. He goes about, he's going to get to your turn. Tonight, as you are hearing, hallelujah, here, you'll be hearing over there in the middle, hearing over there on my left, hearing over there near the gate, hearing over there in front, hearing over there everywhere, because he goes about, he went about healing all. All that were oppressed of the devil. All the oppression of the devil tonight, they are canceled in Jesus' name. All the power of the enemy tonight is taken away in Jesus' name. A command is coming from heaven. A decree is coming from heaven. That where the devil has his workshop, he has his workshop in your brain, he's cooking fire inside your brain, he has his workshop inside your belly, he has his workshop other parts of your body, all those instruments of the devil and the workshop of the devil in your body. A decree, a commandment is coming from heaven. Pack your load and go. Because Jesus came to destroy all the works of the devil. Any attack tonight, any affliction tonight, any yoke tonight, any curse tonight, any infirmity tonight, any sickness tonight, everything, the Lord is going to destroy everything. For God was with him. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Tonight is the commencement of God's wonder in your life. Number one, the condition. Number two, the commencement. Number three now. Number three now. Number three. If somebody knows, help me. Number three. If somebody knows over there, help me out. Number three. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. They wrote a letter of appointment. And then you went to the head office to go and collect the letter of appointment. And you get there. You ask them in the office about my letter. They say, what's your name? You give your name. They check up the file. They say, looks like you have a letter here. As you want to collect the letter, they say, please wait. The final signature is not there yet. It is the final signature that will confirm that you have got the appointment. And you say, what will I do now? They say, what will I do now? They say, let me go and check up if the director who should put the final signature, if he's on seat. And the man goes into the office. And he comes back. He says, I'm sorry. The director is not on seat. And nobody can sign that letter and confirm your appointment. But you know, Dr. Jesus is never out of office. Master Jesus is never out of office. He's there tonight. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. He does not go on vacation. He's same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not retire. He's the Ancient of Days. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the one that is always there. He's the one that says, I live forever. And now he is there in the office to sign your letter of wonder. A confirmation is coming tonight in Jesus' name. Mark chapter 16. Confirmation. My letter is confirmed. My healing is confirmed. My salvation is confirmed. My miracle is confirmed. Look at Mark chapter 16, verse 17. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall, tell me out loud, they shall recover. So in verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord walking with them. Are you there? Confirming the word with signs following. And the believers say, that's the confirmation right there. Confirmation of your miracle. Confirmation of your deliverance. Confirmation of your wonders. Confirming the word with signs following. Tonight, the Lord has spoken to us. He has said he is here for you. He wants to do the wonder in your life. You will become a wonder from tonight. Because number one, there's a condition. Number two, there's a commencement. Number three, there is a confirmation. And once you come, say, Lord, I am sorry for the things I've done wrong in the past. I come to you now. I turn away from my wickedness. I turn away from my sin. I take Jesus Christ as my Savior. Lord, forgive me. Immediately, forgiveness will come. Are you still there? I said forgiveness will come. You say, Lord, save my soul. Save my soul. And he says, I save you. Because Jesus died for you on the cross of Calvary. And then immediately after that, healing, deliverance, signs and wonders, miracles, everything you need. You ask the Lord tonight, a confirmation will come in your life. Are you ready? I said, are we ready? Somebody there wanting to have forgiveness from the Lord, salvation from the Lord. Are you there? Heads bowed and eyes closed. You want to fulfill that condition. Because that's where it begins. The condition, that's where it begins. And if you want that forgiveness from the Lord, and you are saying, Lord, I humble myself. Lord, I seek your face. Lord, I am praying unto you. Lord, I turn from my evil ways. That's the condition. If you are ready for that right now, sincerely and seriously, you will raise up your hand. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Lord Jesus, I am sorry. I was so bad, you had to die for me on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for dying for me. Wherever you are, you raise up your hand. If you are raising up your hand, you will stand up. You are raising up your hand, you will stand up. You are standing up for that forgiveness. You are standing up for that salvation. Say, Lord, help me. I am sorry for my sin. I believe you died for me. Whoever you are, if that is your plea, if that is your prayer, you will stand up where you are. Now you will take another step. Take your Bible, whatever you have there, your bag, everything, and come right to the front here. You're telling the Lord, I am coming to Jesus. From the back, you must come. From the sides, you must come. From the front, you must come. From far away, you must come. This is the moment in your life to fulfill the condition. And to say, Lord, I know I am a sinner. I need you to be my Savior. I need you to be my Lord. I need you to change my life. I turn from my wicked ways. I turn to Jesus Christ to be my Savior. Anywhere you are, take that step right now. Take that step right now. Publicly, you are telling the Lord. And you're saying, Lord, I need salvation. Lord, I need forgiveness. Lord, I need a change of life. Lord, I need a change of life. I want you, Lord, to touch my life. Forgive me. As you come, tell the Lord, forgive me. As you come, tell the Lord, I turn from my wicked way. I turn from my sin. Keep on coming. Keep on coming. Keep on coming. He's waiting for you. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come, he's waiting for you. Come, he wants to forgive you. Come, he wants to change your life. Come, he wants to turn you away from that wickedness. I give my life to Jesus. I give my life to Jesus. I give my life to Jesus. Fulfill the condition. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, will seek my face, will pray, will turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin. Forgiveness is coming right now. Forgiveness is coming right now. Keep on coming. Keep on coming. He's waiting for you. He wants to change your life. He wants to make you a better person. He wants to forgive every sin you have ever committed. He wants to cleanse your heart and cleanse your life with the precious blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to raise up your two hands. I'll tell you why. It's a sign I surrender. I surrender my life to Jesus Christ. I surrender my will to Jesus Christ. I surrender all my opinions to Jesus Christ. I surrender my past, my present, my future to Jesus Christ. Raise up those two hands and say, Lord, I surrender myself unto you. I will not follow Satan anymore. I will not follow my own personal strong will anymore. I will not go back to my old ways. Lord, be my Savior. Change my life. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I come to you. Accept me. Forgive me. Change my life. Lord, I believe you have accepted me. You have forgiven me. I am now a child of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Keep up those hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this moment, this great moment of all these people fulfilling that condition. And these are the commencements of God's wonders in their lives. Forgive them, cleanse them, wash them, transform their lives. Make them the children of God. Let your salvation come into every one of them right now. Give them the joy of salvation and victory in salvation. Well, thank you, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You have now started the journey. The beginning, the commencement. Now, I will come back and I'm going to pray for the confirmation of miracle in everybody's life. But we're going to do something before that time. I call on our region overseer to come and help us to direct the counselors to take our names, so that the believers will help you later to grow in your newfound faith. If you are there, I said, praise the Lord. The time of confirmation of God's wonder has now come. You can hear me, I cannot hear you. I said, I cannot hear you. I said, your time has come. Miracle time, healing time, testimony time. Why don't you stand up on your feet? Confirmation. Confirmation. Everybody say confirmation. Now we're going to pray. And as I mentioned, the name of Jesus, that sickness will melt away. That wonder will come to your life. What you could not do before, you'll begin to do. Insanity will go away from those who are mad. Blindness will vanish away. Those who are lame or you have broken bones, immediately God will join those broken bones together. One leg shorter than the other, the short leg will grow out when we mention the name of Jesus. All the curse, all the yoke, all the oppression in your life, everything will vanish away. If you want a miracle, raise up that hand right there. And lay the other hand on yourself. A miracle is on the way. And it's coming to you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because of this moment of confirmation. Already you know the need of everyone. You know the ache and the pain of everyone. You know the sickness, the affliction of everyone. I come, Lord, on their behalf. And I pray, Lord, take all these problems away in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, we thank you. By your stripes we're healed. You have suffered for the healing of everyone. And now is the time for the confirmation of that healing. So I pray, Lord, touch everyone in Jesus' name. Those who have any brain problem, madness and insanity, epilepsy and evil spirits, I command those evil spirits, come out in Jesus' name. I pray for those who are blind. Touch those blind eyes, Lord. Cataract, vanish away. Glaucoma, vanish away. Whatever darkness is covering your eyes there, I command you, open those eyes and see in Jesus' name. For those who are deaf and dumb, I pray you touch their ears right now. Open those ears to hear. Loose those tongues to speak out. Begin to hear, begin to speak in Jesus' name. Those who have any swelling in their body, I command that swelling anywhere you are, get out in Jesus' name. I pray for those who have cancer. That cancer, you will be healed right now. Cancer, come out in Jesus' name. Also, be healed in Jesus' name. Tuberculosis and cough, be healed in Jesus' name. I pray for those who have HIV AIDS. Your healing has come. HIV AIDS, I command you, be healed in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, for those who are lame. Paralysis, hear the word of the Lord. A decree has come from heaven. Paralysis and stroke, come out in Jesus' name. Let power enter into your body right now. Be healed. Rise up and walk. That withered hand, be healed in Jesus' name. That backbone that is bent and cannot stand up, I command you right now, straighten up in Jesus' name. Those who have issue of blood, just blood coming out, let that blood stop right now in Jesus' name. Lord, miracle everywhere. Healing everywhere. Deliverance everywhere. I pray, Lord, everyone now will receive. Let there be a confirmation. Let there be a confirmation. Be healed in Jesus' name. Receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Let signs and wonders now fill the whole of this land. Confirm it, Lord. Confirm it, Lord. Confirm it, Lord. We thank you because we know it is done. In Jesus' name I pray. It is done. I said it is done. I said it is done. Check up yourself. You see the miracle is there already. You are a wonder. I said you are a wonder. And then you do what you are not able to do before. The Lord has set you free.
Hallelujah. The Lord is good. It is real. Brethren, I just want to testify the goodness of God upon my life. My name is Josephine Eke. I live in Bori. Praise the Lord. I was there when the man of God came in and he was praying. After everything, administration, I had a shock in my belly. My stomach was vibrating because I had a kidney problem that I've been spending 70-something naira every 2 weeks. You can imagine, for the past 1 month, 6 months now, I've been spending 70-something naira, 1,000 naira every 2 weeks. So I was always afraid. I say, God, I serve you, but don't allow me to push to shame. I was always afraid. My husband will not know. At times I will be in the house crying that, God, what sort of infirmity is this one? So when I heard that the man of God was coming, I said, praise the Lord, I have to be there. Praise the Lord. So when I got to that place, after every set I was done, I felt that I have something has touched me. So I had to tell my husband to take me to the clinic today for confirmation. So look at the confirmation now. They said everything is normal. It's not as if they said this one is there or this one is not there. Everything is normal. I just want to give God the glory that has done this for me. I say, let his name alone be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Papa, thank you very much for healing me. Thank you.
Can we put our hands together for the great healer? The great healer. Amen. Satan is bad. I will not serve Satan. Satan opened a drain in the life of that our sister. Inside the kidney. And then every 2 weeks, 72,000 naira will disappear from the family. But then she came to the healer. She came to Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. And then with just one shot of prayer, that problem that was in that the life of that woman, that drain Satan opened, the power of God closed up everything. And now the confirmation has come that the miracle has taken place. Tonight the Lord will confirm your miracle. Can I hear a louder amen? The next testifier.
Praise the Lord. Brother and sister, I'm very grateful the work of God has God done to me. My name is Zigarobari Korobe. I'm from Kedre town, Gokana. In 8 years now, I know if he work. I'm bent one side to my right side. I don't fit do anything. To go farm, I no fit. To do business, I no fit. Nothing I can do. To go to my sister's house, I can't. Only to sit one side. My waist. The people poison me. My leg. One big wound happened to my leg. I no fit do anything in this world. I don't spend the time where I get money till the time that I no have the money again. I just leave to God's hand. When I hear of this occasion, then I say I must go because I know that I can get my healing here. Okay, God carry me. Now I reach here. I did hear the man of God came. Okay, now when the healing is coming, oh, I receive the healing. Now my waist, I don't understand 1 minute, but now it's going to 30 minutes now where I don't stand. I thank my God. I say, as God do to me, let's do to others. Make every people receive the healing. In Jesus' name. I thank Father.
She is free. And tonight you are free. You are free. The next testifier.
Hallelujah. I want to give God glory that I'm in the midst of you people today. I want to thank God. Since 2001, I had my third issue. It's through operation. In the process of the pregnancy, I missed one. And two was there. At least there are 13 good years now. Since then till now, I've been going for operation. I've been going for surgery for 6 times. The last surgery was 2013, April 27th. And this is my first time attending this program. As I was coming, I only told God that I want to go with a miracle I will testify at home. So when the man of God was preaching, I was telling God what I need is that miracle. So at the end, when he was ushering those prayers, I told God, I have not yet seen my healing. But before he dropped the microphone, I felt as if something got out of me. After that 6 times operation, there has been a swelling by my right side. But immediately he dropped that mic. It's as if something get out of me. And I told somebody behind me, I said, it's as if the swelling I came with, I can no longer see it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
After the prayer, she felt something dropped out of her life. Tonight, everything Satan put in your life will drop out of your life. Praise the Lord. The next testifier.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our God never fell. Our God who delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God of Isaac, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. My name is Emedion John Umeto. Here is my young friend. His name is Ephraim from Benue State. I met this young man day before yesterday. He was totally mental. After I meet him, I preached to him. I didn't know he was totally mental. He told me he's mental. He didn't know himself. And they poisoned him. So I say, nothing will do you. After my preaching, he said he liked my preaching. But he mental. He didn't know himself. And his stomach is worrying him. He wanted to die. And he started to vomit. So I say, you will not die. That you will live to stay and see my father in the Lord, W.F. Okumoyi. As I mentioned the name, he gallants. Say he will not die, he will live. I say, you gallants. Nothing can happen, so you will not die. My father in the Lord will be here today. After tomorrow, the morning, I went with him. We see him be in the road. I see W.F. Okumoyi face. I carry him. As I carry and give him, say, this is the man that you want to go, we want to go and see. So he said, oh, he believed. And he started to complain that, he wanted to see the man. He wanted to say, he said, no worry, you can see the man. As I this today, I bring this young man here. He was sitting down there. He told me that his body, he didn't know he complete. He didn't know, I said, you will not. I started to pray to him. He sat down there after the prayer of our pastor. He told me he's now healed. He's doing here. He's now healed. No more mentality again. No more poison. He was totally poison. This man was poison. I know. But God has delivered him today in Jesus' name. And now he can.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm from Benue State. My name is Ephraim Emmanuel. I saw this man at the trailer park on there. I complain my own feeling when I feel for my body. I know they feel comfortable. So as I complain for him now, he tell me that there is one man of God when they come. His name na Okum Okoye. I never know his name. So as he come now, he show me now the picture now. I say, okay, now I must try to see this man. I don't know whether now from my working place, they poison me. I never know. My belly, they begin to tell me. I can't complain. I don't know myself at all. But now, when I come pray to God, and they ask him pray to me, him pray to me, I can't get myself now. May God bless now. In Jesus' name.
Does he talk like somebody that is insane? Jesus have taken his sanity away. And it is gone forever. Amen. The next testifier, be brief.
Praise the Lord.
What happened? Your name.
My name is Sunday Obu. I'm from Enugu State. I have a pile issue. Sometimes when I go toilet finish, I will notice that blood on that toilet. So I'll take many draws. Last 2 weeks, the thing started scratching inside my bottom. So since over 4 or 5 days now, I'm not sitting well, balanced for chair, because I have the pains inside. So as I'm coming here, I commit into God, say, as I march this ground, I'll receive my healing. And after the prayer, Daddy pray for us. So the healing come inside me, because I don't even know when I sit down well. So when I come, they notice, say, I've not been sitting like this before. I can't remember the pains. So I carry my hand, touch my body, I see, say, the pains have gone. Thank God. Praise the Lord.
Everybody say, miracle. Shout it louder, miracle. By tomorrow morning, as you wake up, heaven will surprise you with miracles. The next testifier.
Church, praise the Lord. I am Evelyn Queda. Person standing here beside me at my left-hand side is my mommy, Grace Queda. Actually, she has been in the stroke for 3 years now. She has been walking little by little. By the way, her daddy was praying. According to her, when our daddy, the Lord, was praying, that she just received storm in her leg. She just started making that, she just started walking just like that without nobody assisting her. So she was so everything, both because her leg, one part of her hand and the leg, they all paralyzed. So both the hand and both the leg were just, that was storm into it. She was just shaking. That she was just walking to this side, walking, going. For her, she just walked down to this side. So I just say, thank God for what God has done in her life, because I know the God has done it, and it has been permanent in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Ah, tell Mama to just show us that hand.
That cut one. Cut more to a ball. Cut to a ball.
My boy, and about you,
let her walk. Let's see.
Watch your chan.
Let her walk. Let her walk. Everybody say, miracle again. It has happened. It has happened. It has happened. The next testifier.
Church, praise the Lord. My name is Christian San. I'm by the grace of God and saved. I'm from River State. My church is military church compared with ITA group. So my testimony goes like this. Right from the year 2013, I start having chest pain. So as I start having the chest pain, I was praying. I say, God, when you created me, I did not see such thing like this in my body. How come now I'm not feeling chest pain and all that? So I still look unto God. I pray. No way. I say no problem. This year, last year, December, when we went for retreat, I say no problem. This year we are entering, is my year. So I prayed. I say, God, anything that will make me not to stand to share my own testimony, that God should cancel it. So as I'm here, as our Father in the Lord is praying, he said we should raise our hand up. As we raise our hand up, he said we should place one of our hand in our body. I now place my hand in my chest. So as he prayed, after the prayer, I tell you, God did a great thing a marvelous thing in my life. The chest pain is no more. I give glory to God in Jesus' name.
The chest pain is no more. God is telling you tonight, your problem is no more. It is gone. The next testifier.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. My name is Nana Sani. I came all the way from Katsina State. I came to visit my sister who gave birth. I've been having this growth for the past 15 years under my anus. Anytime I want to go to toilet is a problem. If I want to go to toilet, I will just be thinking I will not even want to go because of the pains. Because there will be blood everywhere. I've been passing through this pain. I've gone to hospitals. They said it's the nature of my job. When I came day before yesterday to Port Harcourt, I heard yesterday that the man of God is coming to this place. I said, Father, this is my day. This is where I am going to receive my miracle. This program was held because of me. When I came in, they were praying. I said, God, just give me the sign. I know today is my day. When he said, every growth in your body disappear, I begin to turn around. People that were sitting close, they will notice it. I begin to turn around. I noticed that the growth disappeared. But the devil said, no, the growth is there. Don't go out. The devil said, the growth is there. Touch it very well. I touch it again. I say, it is gone. It's not there. I thank God for doing it for me today. Praise the Lord.
Tonight, where is your problem? Where is that problem? It is gone. It's gone forever. The next testifier.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. My problem is my miracle. My name is Sarah. I'm from Agbonsha. When that day is played, since December 2013, my eye is something is moving from my two eye, moving from my two eye. I don't see where. On that December, when I wake up for morning, my two hand begin pay me, something moving from my two hand. I don't feel carry my two hand, it enter my back, my leg, my waist, all my body. Pain, I don't feel carry myself. So this morning, I come pray, say, God, as I come out for this program today, I will see my miracle in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So now I see my miracle in the name of Jesus Christ.
Sister, which miracle did you get? Give it to her. Which miracle did you get? Sister.
My miracle is for my eye, all for my body, pay, all the pay are gone. The pain for my eye are gone. Total of my body are gone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Wonderful. It is gone. The next testifier.
Praise the Lord. My name is Elem Glory. I'm from Ebonyi State, and I'm living at Alode with my auntie. I've been having brain problems since it has been three years ago. I've been suffering from these things, and I've been praying for God that if there are a God that gives Solomon wisdom, I know I will read and understand. And the Bible makes me to know in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5, so that anyone that lacks wisdom and asks for it, I'll be asking God for wisdom. And as I came this program, before I left my house, I say, Father, I've been seeing this man preaching in the television. I want to see him face to face. So that by seeing him, I know I can receive my miracle. As the one man of God was preaching, something thank God out of me. Because I was a kind of passing problem. It would look as if that needle is in my brain. I will read, I will not understand it. As the man of God was praying, the thing now took away. I say, may God give me that miracle. May God give me that understanding. Give you two in Jesus' name.
It is done. Praise the Lord. The next testifier. That's miracle. Somebody that couldn't use their hands and use their legs before. Now she is by herself climbing the steps and coming up to the stage here. All the things you couldn't do before, this year is that year. You will do them in Jesus' name. The next testifier.
Children of God, praise the Lord. I thank God for my mother's eye problem. Her eye problem start, her name Grace Sunday Ibanga. She from Akwa Ibom State, Ikaluka government. So her eye problem started in the year 2008. I took her to many hospitals. I took her to Mary Celeste Hospital at Efiktan, Calabar, Cross River State. Took her to Mercy Hospital back, many, many hospitals. But when we heard about the great man of God will be here, I have to organize with my brother. We went to him yesterday in Akwa Ibom. I brought her here. By the special grace of God, our problem started 2008. But when the man of God declared right now, she's beginning to see road. Glory be to Jesus Christ. I cover her testimony with the blood of Jesus Christ. No matter, she says, he couldn't see clear. But I know when my man, great man of God, continue to pray for her, everything will be clear, very fine in Jesus' name.
Brother,
in I also song. Thank our in Father song. In heaven that bring our great man of God. May God strengthen him from everlasting to everlasting
brother,
in Jesus'
is,
name.
It is done. The next testifier.
Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Joy Mpa. I'm from Alode, Eleme here. When I heard about this crusade, I said, God, this is my own year. This year will not pass me by. My years will not come to this ground, and I remain the same. I have also 10 good years. One day of my drugs is 20,000 naira, and I don't have the money. I said, God, how must I be spending money like this? When I cried to God, I heard of this program. I said, it is finished. When I got... The day we have meeting, we have a publicity, I was here. After the publicity, I said, God, my miracle has started. This morning, in the afternoon, when our daddy came, when he came, he entered inside. I said, God, I must see my GS face to face, and all the problem will stop in this place. So when he came, he entered. I was standing there. I was praying. I was crying. I said, God, reach me. Touch me. So when he was passing, I waved at him. He waved at me. I shout. I screamed. I said, God, Jesus has waved everything away from my life. Every pain, all is gone. And as I'm telling you, my sisters, I cannot stay without drugs. My chest will be paining me. My stomach, even to eat, I'll be crying to eat. I said, God, instantly that time, since afternoon, that my chest wept to me. I said, everything finished. As I'm telling you, I cannot feel any pains again in my chest. I cannot feel any pains in my stomach. I was eating throughout that time. I was drinking water. I said, God, you have done it. And it will remain permanent in Jesus' name.
It is
as
done.
God has done it for me, it will do it for others in Jesus' name.
It is done. The next testifier.
Praise the Lord. My name is Yetunde Olaleke. I hear about this program, so I tell my daddy that I'm going to come. I was suffering from pain right from when I was small. So when the man of God was praying, in my mind, I was also praying that God should help me. When he prayed, as an answer too. So God help me and the pain in my body go away. Thank you.
It is gone. It is gone.